Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. And welcome to God's True Lifeline Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. We're here three days out of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Friday. So tonight we got an awesome, a blessing of a word tonight. Tonight Brother Barney's going to be sharing with us. So glory goes to God. While we are in remission, while we go just for a moment, please, while we're gone for that second, get your Bibles, your pencils, your papers, get that coffee percolating, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Word of God. And we will be right back. God bless you guys.
And the train of His robe filled the temple.
And the train of his
and cry. Holy is the Lamb.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, glory goes to God, and I want to greet our brothers and sisters tonight. God bless you. Welcome to God's True Lifeline Ministry. Our beliefs are we believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just in case you're wondering if you're in the right place. So please tonight get your Bibles and your pencils out, and we will be taking phone calls at the end of our sharing. So please sit tight and be patient with us. Glory goes to God. Let us open up service. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we praise you, worship you, honor you, and glorify your name tonight, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, for your hand of protection, Father, to be upon this line and upon the people, Lord, that are hearing your word, Father God. Lord, may your word plant the seed of good fruit, Father, that we would all bear good fruit in you, Lord. Tonight, Father, I also pray and ask, Father God, for the Holy Spirit to flow through this room. And Lord, that your word, Father, will be a lamp unto our feet to lead us and guide us in the right this in the name of Jesus. A hand of protection, Father, no confusion and no hindrance, Lord. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. We say amen and amen. Glory goes to God. Barney, it's all you. God bless you.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you all. You guys that called in to listen to God's True Lifeline and our regular listeners and those that are listening on the internet. God bless each and every one of you. I'm your brother Barney. Before we get started, go ahead and grab your papers and pencils and notepads and Bibles. And you might want to write down some of these scriptures I'm going to be sharing tonight. And you go back to them and study them. And I do have a lot of scriptures for you to that. Before we get started, like Sister Nancy said, our denomination, we are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16. We believe that not only God sent his Son to die for our sins on the cross, but he is risen on the third day and he's coming back one day at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And to be born again, it is to be born from above. We believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight we're going to read out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, and it goes like this. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for man in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We come to your throne of mercy, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we ask for spiritual knowledge, wisdom, guidance, and understanding of your word. Lead us, Father God, and minister to us your true word. And open our eyes, our ears, and cleanse our hearts, and prepare our heart to receive your word, Lord. And let your word be planted in our heart, and let it grow, and let us grow from it, and let it bring much fruit for your power, for your glory, and for your kingdom. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 5 says that every high priest is taken from among men, is ordained for man in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins. Who have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? He himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer sins. Now I'm reading out of the King James Version. A lot of you read King James, but for some of you, it might be a little bit hard to understand, so I'm also going to read it out of the NIV. I'm sorry, I didn't say NIV. God, forgive me. I meant NLT. Yeah, the New Living Translation, which is broken down in more simple words. And what it's saying is, every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people and their dealings with God. He presents their gift to God and offers sacrifice for their sins, and he is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weakness. That is why he must offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as others. Amen. Now, this is a high priest that God chose, a human being, a person, to offer sacrifice to God for the people and also for himself. Verse 4, King James says, "And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. And he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Amen. So others was chosen to be a high priest, but Jesus Christ is the true high priest, and God is the one that ordains the high priest. Amen. And I'm going to break verse 4 and 5 and 6 in the NLV version. It says, "And no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor. He must be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was. That is why Christ did not honor himself by assuring he could become a high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to him, You are my son. Today you have become, I have become your father. And in other passages, God said to him, You are a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Amen. Glory goes to God. Verse 7, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him both from death and was heard, in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Even though he was the Son of God, he also learned obedience by the things that he suffered." Verse 9. "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Amen. Verse 10. "Called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." And that's pretty easy to understand, so I'm not going to read that in the NLT. Glory goes to God. Verse 11, "Of whom we have many things to say," here Paul is explaining all about concerning Melchizedek, "of whom we have many things to say and heard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when, for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Amen. And I'm going to break that down, and I'm going to use the NLT translation. There is much more we could like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to be listening. You have been believers for so long now, that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk and still is an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right, solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Amen. I'm not saying or putting down anybody who is a baby in Christ, but what the scripture tonight is, not everybody is a baby in Christ. Some of us are mature, but some of us are baby in Christ, and glory goes to God. We're new, and we just turned to Christ, and there's a lot to learn. But there's some of us that has been Christians since 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. And this is what he's talking about, the ones that need to mature in Christ. Amen. And I'm going to go to chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. In other words, what Paul is saying, what we read, those are the foundation that every newborn baby Christian needs to learn and perfect. And these are the foundations that we build on after that. But there are some that are 5-year-old, 10, 20-year-old Christians who are still trying to figure out the basics, the foundation. And he's saying, you have should have been teaching others but by now, but you're still learning the basics. Let us go on. Let us learn these things and go on to the next step and build upon the foundation. Amen. Verse 6. So let us stop going over the basic teaching about Christ again. And again, let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely, we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds, or placing our faith in God. You don't need further instructions about baptismal, or the laying on hands, or the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward further with understanding. Amen. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. He's talking about eternal, the next world, the world to come, eternal life. They shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. For the earth which drinketh the rain that comes often upon it and brings forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto curse, whose end is to be burnt up. Now, is this my word or is this the word of God? This is the word of God. And he's not talking to just some people. He's talking, the word of God is for everybody. And we need to apply the word of God to ourselves and grow. We never stop growing in the word of God. Every day we need to be in the word, and every day we need to mature in the word and grow from it. Amen. And I'm going to break that down in the NLT. For it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the age to come, and who then turn away from God. It is impossible to bring such people back to repentance by rejecting the Son of God. They themselves are nailing him to the cross once again and holding him up in public shame. When the good ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it is God's blessing. But if a field bears thorns and thistles, it is useless. The farmer will soon condemn that field and burn it up. In other words, you are the ground, we are the ground. God pours the rain, he plants the seeds, and it's supposed to bring forth good crop, which is being fruitful for the glory of God. But if it falls on the wrong place and does not bear fruit, but instead brings forth thorns and thistles, it's useless. What is the farmer going to do with it? He gathers it up and tosses it away. It's not usable. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation through, though we thus speak. So Paul now is trying to explain to them, we're not condemning nobody, but the reason I'm preaching this, because I'm expecting much more of you and hoping you would grasp and grab hold of the word of God and grow and mature and do not remain in the state of being a baby Christian. It's time to grow up. This is what Paul is actually saying in verse 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though thus we speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your hard work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Amen. So what he's saying, not to be slothful, but to be mature-minded and to grow and follow those that are mature-minded and grown and learn through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and grow. But you got to also have patience in order to inherit the promises. Amen. Verse 13. For when God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater than he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiply, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promises. Amen. So, in other words, what he's saying, God promised to himself that Abraham will be a blessing, and surely God will bless him and multiply him. And Abraham had patience and endured patiently, awaiting for God's promise. And God did bless him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 16. For man verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. And I'm going to read that out of the NLT, which will be a little easier to understand. Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it, and without any question is binding. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who receive the promises could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. In other words, the Holy of Holies. Jesus has already gone in there for us. He has become our eternal high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Amen. So if God said it, he promised, he made an oath, he will see us through, but also we're supposed to follow the Lord and go in through the veil into the Holy of Holies and grab hold of the promises of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, speaking of remaining as a baby Christian, and I hope everybody listening understands, that a baby Christian also means carnal, to be a carnal-minded Christian, still a baby, still growing. There are different types of baby Christians and different types of carnal-minded. Carnal-minded could also apply to a person that is in the flesh, a person that is not saved. And then carnal-minded means a baby Christian who is still growing and still feeding. In other words, an infant Christian. You don't expect much from an infant. Amen. But then there's carnal-minded Christians who just refuse to grow up and remain baby Christians and remain on the milk of the word and never being able to grow up. These are the ones that the scripture applies to that we're reading today. Amen. The word carnal means worldly, a Christian who still acts much like the unbelieving world is a carnal Christian. Baby, newly born Christian is still carnal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Here unto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." What Paul is saying, at first he visited him and he gave him the milk of the word, and there was baby Christians. And assumingly a second time he visited him, ready to give him the meat of the word, but they're still on the baby milk. They're still infants. They're still baby Christians. "For you are yet carnal, For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as people, as men, in other words, in the flesh? Is it okay then to be a Christian who walks being carnal and refuses to grow up in Christ? No, it's not. In Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to read from starting from verse 8. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malice, behavior, slander, dirty language. Don't lie each other. For you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. So we are to grow in the Word and grow in the Spirit and to become more and more Christ-like. Verse 11. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, if you follow the Jewish law or not, if you are a slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Verse 12. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must be clothed yourself kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's fault and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgives you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Amen. That's the sign of a mature Christian. Romans 13, verse 9, for this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. There be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love working not ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law. And then there are many people that don't want to hear the obedience of God, and they say to us, well, tell us more about the love. Well, this is the true love. In verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. True love, the true love for one another and true love for God is fulfilling the law of God. Amen. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake up out of your sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantingness, not in strife and envying, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. That is the sign of a mature Christian, what we read in verse 14. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So what we read, we are not to be still learning what we learned when we was baby Christians. those are the foundation that we need to learn and build upon those things. And if we're still learning and teaching the basics, then we are still considered baby Christians. It's perfectly fine to be a baby Christian if you are a baby Christian. But it's not perfectly normal to be a baby Christian and refuse to grow up if you're 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20-year-old Christian or even more, and still are stuck on the fundamentals and the basic foundation. In that case, there's something wrong there. Who is feeding these baby Christians? What are they feeding them? And if it's not the person that's feeding these baby Christians, why are these baby Christians still holding on to the fundamentals, the basics? Then therefore they refuse to grow up. But the Bible tells us not to refuse the Lord, not to refuse His word, and it's a commandment from God for us to grow in the Lord. It is the will of God that we mature and be mature-minded and put on the mind of Christ and grow and build on the fundamentals. We don't walk away from them, but those are what we build on. And like verse 14 says, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And to be a mature Christian, we do not find excuses or loopholes to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Glory goes to God. And I hope everybody understood what we shared tonight, understood the word, and grow from it, and let it be planted in our heart and bring forth much fruit for His power and for His glory. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. Nancy, amen. Back to you.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Barney, for that awesome message. And yes, what you're saying is true. We have to, what I'm getting out of it tonight, Barney, before I open up the lines, is that we got to start growing. We got to start getting stronger. You know, it sums it down to that one part, that one point. We have to start growing up. We can't stay babies. We can't stay infants forever. We got to grow up eventually. But we have to grow up before the time runs out. And that's basically
right.
What I got out of it tonight. God bless you, because we are, it's again, you know, we keep repeating ourselves. We're living in end days. We're living in tough times. We're living in end times. And we don't start growing up now. It's not a good thing. It really isn't. We need to grow up. Stop making excuses for ourselves. And I say that about myself too, you know. I got to stop making excuses. I got to get up
Amen.
And just, you know, do what I'm supposed to be doing as a Christian, as a child of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open
Amen.
Up the lines a little bit. If anybody has a question, comment, or prayer, please, God bless you, press number 1 on your keypad. And we will bring you up on board. Amen. We have our first caller, Barney. 346-218. God bless you, caller. You're on air.
God bless you, Nancy. It's me, Marie.
Oh, God bless you, Marie. God bless you.
I just want to say about Barney's teaching. It was great. Glory goes to God. It learns people to be more strong in the Lord. And to really not to be a baby Christian anymore. You need to be strong in the Lord, because apart from God, we can't do nothing. And the things is getting harder as it is in these times. We right now in the times that we need God. And it's, you know, God is coming very soon. And the more we with God, the more stronger that we could overcome the battles that we're going through. We're not going to make it if we're not going to spend time with God. And He wants us to be strong and to grow in Him and to help others. As the scripture says, do unto others as you like to do unto you. You know, the more we do for others, the more favor God gives us for ourselves, for our circumstances, to save others, to preach the word, to help others, or however God is calling them. And I learned the more I stayed with God, the more stronger I am and the more favor I have from God in every area of my life. And I overcame a lot, me and my family, just by spending time with God and by helping others and doing His will and growing stronger in Him. So, you know, everybody do yourself a favor. Be strong in God. Seek the Lord. Seek His word. And He knows that you want Him. He knows that you love Him. And we are His children. And that's all we do have is God. Apart from God, we have nothing. So, you know, I gave my life to God. I gave everything to God. And this glory goes to God. That was a very lovely teaching. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory goes to God. God bless you, Marie.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Marie. Did anybody else have any other questions or comments or prayers? Please press number 1 on your keypad and we'll be more than welcome to bring you up on board. Amen. I like this job. I get to control the panel. All right, I'm the only one that's laughing. Anybody else need a prayer or a comment about the word tonight? Please, God bless you. Press number 1. And we'll bring you up on board. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Well, praise
Nancy,
God, Barney. Amen.
Few main reasons. There's a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is for a person to grow in the Lord. It's important not to remain as a baby Christian. What happened to babies when they began to start to walk?
What happens to them when they start walking?
Yeah, what's the nature of a baby when they start walking?
To learn. That's the nature, is to get up and walk and learn.
Well, they fall a lot.
Can you say that a little louder, please? I can barely hear you.
Yes. A baby, when he begins to walk, what happens to that baby when he begins to walk? He falls a lot. That baby starts to walk, doesn't know how, and tries to walk. That baby falls down a lot.
True.
Yes.
True.
But
amen.
Some people rather remain in that stage. And it's not good to keep falling and remaining in that state. You have to grow and mature and start walking. And you got to walk before you run.
Amen.
Another thing
Amen.
Is why it's so important. We are living in the last days. We are living in the times of darkness. We are living in the times of deceitfulness. We are living in the time where people preach the false gospels everywhere, all around you. Turn around and look. You have to know the word of God. You have to be an overcomer. What does the Bible say? Only those who are endured to the end will enter into the kingdom of God. How do we endure till the end? Well, for sure, you got to be able to stand. You can't endure till the end sitting down. You have to be able to stand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of people, I've been discovering something and I've been experimenting. A lot of us today, Barney, is getting comfortable. We're getting comfortable in our Christianity. You know, a lot of people just want to hear, well, you know what? I'm Christian. I got baptized and I love the Lord, and the Lord loves me, and, you know, that's all I need to know. But it's called comfort zone, and people have gotten comfortable in their walk. They're settling for what they've got. They don't seem to want to go and get more. They don't want to seem to get up and go forward because they got comfortable in that level where they're at, you know. But they're not seeking more. They're not hungry enough to get up and go forward and feed themselves. How do you feed yourself? By the word of God. So it's called comfort zone.
They're very dangerous. Mm-hmm. They're very dangerous because they're only at first grade. It is God's will that we mature and become Christ-like. And how do we do that? Through the Holy Spirit and through His Word. But if we decide we're comfortable what we are saying, we don't want His Holy Spirit. We don't want His Word. We don't want to be Christ-like. We want to remain in our carnal ways and make excuses and find loopholes. And it's very dangerous to deny the Word. It's dangerous to deny the Lord.
Well, that's all the questions we have for tonight. Yep.
As long as we're still on this planet Earth, we're still alive, we're still seeking to do the will of God. We never stop doing the will of God. Jesus said, only those who do my Father's will. So is there a time that we could say, well, we don't want to do the will of God? That's kind of dangerous,
yeah,
isn't it?
There's people out there who say it. They'll say it. They have no problem saying it, admitting it, that, yeah, they don't want to do the will of God. They'd rather be in the world. Or they'll just, you know, give it up. It's like neither here or there. They'll pray, worship, hear the word for that moment or two, and walk away. And then right back into the world they go. So like I said, everybody's just, they got comfortable. They got comfortable. They need to be reminded that it's time to get up and walk forward. Get up and seriously carry your cross. Get up, learn. Get stronger in your walk. Amen.
Glory goes to God. Supposed to mature in the word every day, on a daily basis. Supposed to walk in fellowship with the Lord every day. And when we're saying no to that, that's very dangerous. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have a couple of prayer requests.
Okay.
Sister Faye, for God's will to be done for her and her family in North Carolina. And Lisa has cancer, brain cancer, and she's in the hospital. And pray for God's healing.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And first of all, Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we received tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray tonight, Father God, that your word, Father God, will plant a seed, Lord, in every soul that is hearing it in the name of Jesus tonight, Father. May they bear good fruit, Father God, from your word alone, Father. And, Lord, we pray right now upon faith, and we ask in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. Father, you know the situation, Father. You know what is going on. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for protection, guidance to be upon them, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you would watch over them, Lord. And, Father, for no hindrance or confusion, Father God, to come upon this problem and the situation, Lord. I pray tonight, Father, that whatever is wrong, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, that you would make it right, Father God. Show them the way, Father. Lead them and guide them in the right direction, Father God. And, Lord, just be in the midst of them, Lord, as they fight this battle, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray traveling mercies, Lord, that they may come and go in safety, Father God. I pray, Lord, for protection, Father, upon Faya's grandchildren, Father God, especially her granddaughter right now, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would take that little girl and just give her a clear mind, Father, and, Lord, that she will listen, Father God, to her father and her family, Father God. And, Lord, just remove that confusion and that hindrance, Lord, that her mother is putting in her mind, my Lord, my King, my Father. We pray tonight, Father, that you, Lord, will take over and let your will be done upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we also lift up Lisa to you, Father God. And, Lord, we ask, Father, for a complete healing from the top down to the soles of her feet, inside and out. Lord, you said that what is named on this earth, Father, will bow down to your throne. Well, Father, we're asking that cancer will bow down to your throne, and that Lisa, Father God, will be washed clean from any and all sicknesses, Lord. Give her strength, courage, ambition, Father, to fight it, Lord. I pray a hand of protection, Father, upon her and her family, her husband, Louis. I pray, Lord, that you also will lead them and guide them in the right direction. Father, they need ministering to, Father God. Lead them from that darkness and bring them into your marvelous light, Father. Lord, let your light to shine over them and their fire, Lord, to be within them, Father. Lord, I just pray that they will remain on that narrow road, Father. Put them all back on that narrow road. We ask for change. Change to come through, Father God. Lord, open new doors, Father, to new beginnings for them, Father God. But spiritually, Father, in Jesus' precious holy name, I pray, Lord, for peace upon them, Father God, and to remove any worries, confusion, doubts, or fears, Lord, from upon their minds, Lord. I pray this prayer, Father, for Louis, Lisa, Faya, and all her sons and her Buddha and her family, Father. In Jesus' precious holy name, I pray for Pepe and Christine, Father God, traveling mercies, that they may come and go in safety, Father, for no hindrance. But Lord, just also watch over them, Father, as they drive home in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Raquel tonight, Father, and I pray, Lord, that, Father, you would also give her a sound mind and calm the storms down, Father God. Lord, that you will lead her and guide her also in the right direction, Father God. And Lord, that you will bless her financially, physically, mentally, and spiritually, Father God. And have the protection, Lord, to be upon her, Father, always and forever, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, tonight for conviction upon Matthew, Father. I pray, Lord, that you will touch that child in a way that he's never been touched before, Father God. Bring him to his knees, Lord. Let him see what is right and let him see what is wrong, Father God. Conviction, Father, today, tomorrow, and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my father. I pray, Lord, also for cancer to be gone. Lord, I pray for you to give my father strength, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. I ask you, Father God, watch over my father, Lord. Protect him and guide him, Father. Keep him under your wing, safe and sound, my father. For no weapon shall form against him in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for my Aunt Julie, for Elizabeth. I also pray, Lord, for healing, 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 Lord, to rain down from the gates of heaven, Father God. Remove this cancer, Lord, from your people, Father God. I pray just that you would heal them, Lord, and give them strength and give them a sound mind and a sound heart in the name of Jesus, Father. Watch over them all, Father, for every prayer that's being confessed, Father, and for the ones that are not even confessed yet. I lift them all up to you tonight, Father, and I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that these prayers will be answered on your timing and your will, Father God. Lead us and guide us, Lord. I pray for all four corners of the earth, Father God, all your children. Lord, that you would just protect them, lead them, and guide them all, Father God. Supply their needs, Magadil. Show them the way. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen, amen, and so be it.
Amen. Nancy, do we have time for one more prayer?
Yes, we do.
Yes, amen. Danny, Miscall grandson, we pray for and ask for a good report.
Amen. Thank you. Did you want to take that prayer, Barney? Go ahead. God bless you, please.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we bow down before your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb in the name of your Son, Yeshua. And
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we offer you all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory, for you are awesome and mighty God. We worship you and we adore you, Lord. And we lift up Danny and his family, Father God, and his grandson. Father God, I ask and we pray that you would stretch forth your mighty hand and touch him, Father God. And minister healing to every part of his body, Lord. And we don't go by what man says, but we go by your word, Father God. And we ask and we pray for the good report that could only come from you. And we thank you and we praise you and we adore you, Father God. And we pray for peace upon Danny and his family. Assurance that you are mighty and awesome God.
Yes, Lord, take over, Father.
In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Praise your Father.
Amen and amen.
Yes, Lord. Bring healing. Bring healing, Father, upon your people. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you tonight, always and forever. Always and forever, Lord. For we are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Barney, I guess it is at the end of our study, so we're going to give our announcements, please. God bless you all. We have the Watchman Report tomorrow at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, and 7 o'clock Pacific Time. If I'm going too fast, that means I'm used to it. I'm only joking. It's a joke, honestly. Anyway, come on in, hear the news. As we bring you the news alerts every week, every Monday night, to know where you are in these end days. We want to say God bless you all. We love you all in the love of the Lord. And we say hello and God bless all the listeners from around the world. God bless you all. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Barney, you want to say goodnight?
Amen. Thank you all for joining us and listening in. God bless each and every one of you. And I want to leave everybody with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
God bless you, Barney. Good night.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
I saw the Lord.